Welcome, everybody. Proxima Spotlight here. I'm Brother Goodwin, your host. Dr. Charles Hiltonville is here with us in the studio. If you remember, folks, last week we brought a very interesting show. A lot of folks commented on it. We talked about the different roads of prophecy, different prophecy. Like, for instance, there's prophecies concerning the church and what the last day's church will be like. There's prophecies about what's going to be happening in Israel. There's things about what the world's going to be like around us. Remember that? That was last week. If you didn't see that, go to the YouTube channel right there on our website, Prophecy in the Spotlight, and take a look at that. It was a good show. We're going to come in on the back of that one with a show that we're going to call the 2030 Agenda / globalism, because that's what the 2030 agenda is. And we've been telling you about this for weeks now, that we're going to do a show on the 2030 agenda. We're actually going to probably do two shows on it, two in a row. We're going to start with it today. I want to start with a couple of verses out of Revelation 13, and we'll get Doc in here. Let me start with verse 11 in chapter 13 of Revelation. By the way, this is the chapter about the end times. This is the chapter that deals with the false trinity, the Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet are all mentioned in here. And the mark of the beast comes into play right here. So let me just read a few verses, starting verse 11. I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. This is the false prophet here. The Antichrist was mentioned in the prior verses. Verse 12, and he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth. This is going to take place in the tribulation. Okay? And it goes on down from, by the way, most of this is the middle of the tribulation. And talks about the image of the beast here, and that he had a wound by a sword and did live in verse 14. Their command, as many as would or were commanded to worship the image of this beast. Then he talks about the mark in verse 16 in the right hand or in the forehead, the number of the beast, 666, and all that. And so we're going to discuss in today's program. We're going to discuss where all those roads of prophecy wind up. They wind up right here with globalism. Do you realize how close we are to this right now in our country and in the world? We're right on the edge of the global system, the one world order. You've heard people call it that. We're talking about globalism. The entire 2030 agenda is all about globalism. We're going to discuss that in today's show. Don't miss it. And welcome, everybody. Glad to have you with us today. Don't touch that dial. You're going to want to hear what we got to say today. I've been studying this stuff, and especially last night. Doc, let's bring you in here. I got into this last night, and my head was blowing up. It's all becoming so clear to me now. I mean, more focused than ever before. And I know you got some notes, too. And we decided there's no way to do this in one program. This is a very important topic today.
It is.
The 2030 agenda.
We need to, I think what we need to make sure everybody understands right up front, God's not making any of this happen.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have a misunderstanding about prophecy. And prophecy is simply the history of the future.
It is.
And God's telling us what humanity is going to do.
As I say in my books, prophecy is history written in advance.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot be changed, cannot be altered.
Yep.
God saw the future and he wrote
That's
it down.
That's why those who understand prophecy in light of the times don't get bent out of shape over what's going on.
Yeah.
Because you're not changing it.
All right, well, Doc, let's jump into this, because there's a lot to say here.
Oh, there's
a lot
so
of
much about it.
Yep. And by the way, we have changed a few things in the studios. We've changed some things with the mics. We got a whole new system back there. We got 18 people sitting behind that screen back there. No, there's three of them back there. And this is the first time being on television with our new Apple system back there. And we think the audio is going to be much better. And the video, I don't know, but you'll see some new things in the show today that maybe you're not used to seeing, like the scrolling thing on the bottom. And so we appreciate every one of you, those of you who support us financially. We yes. could not be here, would not be here without no. your help. Doc and I get no yeah. salary here. We don't deserve a salary, I don't think, anyway. But
I don't want one. I'm just...
We get no salary here. And all the money that comes in pays the airtime to be on Christian Television Network, VTN in Arkansas, and we got YouTube stuff. We got YouTube Lives going on now. I'm doing YouTube and Facebook Live, two of them a week, and that's going to expand. I'm going to expand on that. I want to do a live show every day, Monday through Friday, a 10 or 15 minute thing. So we're working on a lot of things like that. We're praying about.
If you can do a 10 or 15 minute, that'll be a real start.
He don't think it can be done with me.
I notice your wife smiling back
there.
My wife,
she's about ready to give up, I think. But, I have my introductions are usually 20 minutes. So, but anyway, we appreciate everybody that supports us.
Amen.
And keeps us on the air. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah.
And know that your money that you give is not going to waste. It's going to get our broadcast out over the airways. And these airways that belong to Satan, he's the prince and power of the air.
Yes.
I don't think, Doc, anyone understood that verse 100 years ago.
Well, not to the details of which we can today. Yeah.
Yeah. So I know radio is older than 100 years. I realize that. But, a couple hundred years ago, what did people understand about that verse that we can see today? Well, Doc, let's start out with a little definition here. When people talk about the Agenda 2030.
Make sure everybody understands this is from the not just the World Economic Forum. It really started in the UN.
And the UN.
They picked it up and are running together on it.
The UN passed this agenda in 2015, I believe it was. I have it here somewhere.
I think you're right.
Not a one of us got to vote on that, by the way. And by the way, neither did Congress or the Senate.
Yeah.
Well, the president, this was done in an outside organization.
All done by the elite globalist.
Yeah, and the World Economic Forum, the International Money Fund, all these little things out there are all involved in this.
Well, you can trust them, though, because they're the same people that let Hamas build tunnels under the UN buildings in Gaza.
If we haven't learned anything we've learned anything in the last two or three years, we ought to learn that you can't trust anything that the government's telling us.
No.
But here's the definition right out of the textbook here for the Agenda 2030 agenda. Here it is. The Agenda 2030 is a commitment by the United Nations to eradicate poverty and achieve sustainable development by the year 2030. Worldwide.
Yeah, but doesn't that sound good?
Yeah.
Eliminate poverty and make everything sustainable.
That and the last good. The last line is this, ensuring that no one is left behind.
Oh.
And I've got a lot of questions about that, but we'll get to that at the end here. But that's the textbook definition of this thing. And let me just turn the page here, because this is in my plan to give, so let me just throw it out there. The little statement that Klaus Schwab said at the World Economic Forum, a direct quote from him, you will own nothing and be happy.
Yeah.
And it's astonishing that, and I'm reading out of somebody's article here, Christopher Lafreni, I can't read his last name, August of 2022. He says it's astonishing that people such as Klaus Schwab come right out and say these things on national television, and people are okay with it.
Oh, yeah.
You'll own nothing. Now, think about that. You'll own nothing and be happy. He believes that.
Well, that's because the people he's talking about are the kind of people that's walking across our borders today illegally.
Yeah.
They own nothing, but they're expecting everything.
Yeah, and they know what that means. That means they're going. That's redistribution of wealth. Yep. I think is what
that's
that
exactly
is.
What that's all about.
They're going to take from everybody, put it in a pile.
But they're not going to take of theirs. They're going to take of ours.
No, they're going to take some of that for them.
Yeah,
because the elite are always going to be wealthy. Oh, yeah. They're going to have their jets and.
That's how communism works.
That woman that's singing in the Super Bowl, I forget her name, but
yeah, I could care less.
She flies on her jets everywhere she goes, and she's talking about we need to tighten our belts and quit polluting with our cars.
Yeah. But those are all usable idiots, really, for the cause.
Yeah. So that's what we're talking about. This agenda is out there, and they're all talking about it.
Oh, and they're working feverishly for it.
They believe that that's when it's all going to come into place, and their utopia is going to be here. We'll be under this system. They're going to save the world, they think.
Yeah. Well, they're creating the reasons why it needs to be saved, so to speak.
I believe this, and this should be our title probably, Agenda 2030 / Global Tyranny, because that's what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
Global Tyranny. And, I'm not going to read the 17 goals, but the next thing on my list here is the global agenda that was voted on in 2015 by the United Nations and all these three-letter organizations, World Economic Forum, Monetary Fund, they're all pointing to that same year. Isn't that interesting? Yep. It's almost like Satan has this goal in mind, and he knows his time is getting short, and 2030 seems to be the finish line.
But you just hit on it right there. People try to figure out how in the world can all the leaders all the way around the world, right all the way down to city council members, how can they all be saying the same thing? Because they're all primarily lost people under the leadership of Satan's empire.
Yeah.
He's runs directing this.
Yeah. So in that thing that they voted on in 2015, they have 17 goals, and I have I have them here. I'm not going to read them all. I'm just going to read through a few of them quickly in a moment. But I want to say this first. This agenda here is really encompasses three things, Doc, and these are things that we teach all the time
in
the prophecy world. Mm-hmm. And it's this. It has to do with global government. Global economy, that's money, and global religion. There's a religion behind this.
Oh, it is its own religion.
In fact, didn't we I've got a story here, right here. This is right out of, I think Prophecy News, who's owned by Selfless Radio Church now, they put out this article about the priestess that was at the World Economic Forum. This was just a few weeks ago.
I watched that clip on television.
They had a woman, and let me just read something here.
She was something else.
We count on you, she said, while looking at the panel seated on the stage, all the people so that we may unite, hold hands, and unite our hearts. Sounds so good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it all sounds good.
Unite our thoughts in the same direction. Well, wait a minute. Who chooses what this direction
is? That's it.
For healing of the planet. Oh, wait a minute. Healing of the planet. What are they talking about? And the healing is spiritual, she says. She closed her statement by saying, when our hearts and thoughts are united, our Mother Earth will listen to us. What kind of talk is that?
It's all a form of pantheism. But yes, I watched her. And then she walked around and she breathed on every one of them.
She performed a pagan ritual by rubbing her hands together and chanting. She then went one by one to the six panelists and blew across the top of their heads. This is demonic.
It is. Well, it's pure demonic, yes.
And, you know, the Lord says in Psalm 24, verse 1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Yes. We're not going to save the world. The world's got a purpose here, and the world has an end coming.
They need to understand there is no Mother Earth, but there sure is a Father God.
That's right, yeah. And so That alone tells us what's behind this. This is God is not behind this. This is globalist.
This is the system you just read a few verses concerning in Revelation 13. And it's that mystery Babylon.
Yep. So global, and I wrote this little outline here. The three parts to this thing, global government, and you can say that's politics. That's Antichrist. That's one man ruling the world.
Yes.
Secondly, global economy. That's global one world currency.
And we basically already have it.
Yeah.
The mechanisms are all in place.
Now, everybody has their own little currencies, but eventually it's all going to come together.
And technology is able to do all of that.
And it's coming fast.
Yes.
Faster than we realize. The third is there's a religious aspect to this.
Absolutely.
And that's the spirituality problem. And we just saw this mm-hmm. priest, they called her a priestess, at the World Economic Forum, right there in front of God and everybody on television. But let me go a little further here, and I won't go into it in detail again, but there's a meeting that took place in 2013 with the Pope.
Yep.
And he's
pushing all of this.
Yeah. Well, the guy from Israel, he's dead now, and I've got the whole story. I got it all printed out. He believed that the Pope was the one man that could bring the three world religions together, Islam, Christianity and Judaism, the Jews, Islam, and Christianity. And to them, Christianity is Catholicism.
And it's never been Christian, but anyway, yes, we understand.
And so that's the religious part of this thing, bringing the world's religions. They have to bring the world's religions together. The only way to do that is compromise.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you're going to have Islam and Christianity on the same platform.
Well, you're already watching even your fundamental movement in Christianity drifting. And so once the rapture takes place, it won't be difficult for who's left to just, hey, this is all right.
Yeah. Now, let me say this, too. And you and I have talked about this many times over the last months. My next point is this. When the time comes for the Antichrist to be revealed, which is Revelation 6... right after the rapture.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He isn't going to appear on the world stage and then try to put the world together.
No.
It's already going to be there. The one world globalist system, and you and I have talked about this before, will already be in place, probably, the financial system will already be in place.
We're already in it. I have a DVD, if she wants to put it up, Understanding the Antichrist Kingdom, because I realized a great majority of Christians think that the Antichrist is going to build his kingdom.
Yeah.
Well, Revelation chapter 6, the crown's given to him. The kingdom's already there, just waiting for him to show up to be the man to take it. And we're already living in the Antichrist Kingdom.
Yeah, go ahead and leave my book behind it, because that's going to be next. They've put my book up there behind yours there. So this thing about globalism, in my book, Seven Clocks a Ticking, Doc, I have a chapter here about Daniel's ticking clock. Mm-hmm. And in that, I have a section about globalism. And I call it Globalism Is Here.
Oh, yes, it is.
The one world kingdom would be what leaders call globalism. This term is a household word even now.
Yes.
We hear about global markets, global currency, global trade, global unity, and, of course, global war. Don't leave global war out. We're just about there now.
And global warming, even though they changed its name.
They changed it because
climate change, but yes.
They've hoodwinked the whole world, haven't they? The whole world is linked together through the internet, stock market, and banking. It is not difficult to see that this end time system appears to be in place and ready to go, which is what I'm talking about here.
That's exactly.
When the Antichrist comes on the scene, he doesn't set up the system. The system's there waiting on him to step in the chair and head it up.
Well, it's just like any organization. You need leadership, and you need somebody leading the leadership.
In the book, I go on, I said, the whole world is now ready to embrace global. They've shoved it down our throats so much that Klaus Schwab can tell us to our face on national television, you'll own nothing and be happy.
How many of these leaders of the world over the last 10 years have not made the statement, whether he's a man or the devil, whether he's God or the devil, we'll worship him.
That's right.
We're looking for somebody to lead us.
Yeah. I got a few quotes in here that I wrote. I said, if you don't believe me, look at the following quotes concerning globalism. And if you are at least 50 years of age, you will recognize most of these people. Globalism is the central reality of our time. It is coming. You cannot stop it. No. Bill Clinton said that. State of the Union, January 2000. If one word emphasizes the changes we are living through, it is globalization. It is the future of the world as we know it. former Secretary General to the United Nations, Kofi Annan. Back in the year 2000, the prime ministers of Great Britain, the Netherlands, Sweden, Chancellor of Germany all banded together to collectively write, "We all embrace the potential of globalism." Now, by the way, these are world leaders.
Yep.
They haven't asked the people anything. They've just decided it.
But they're the leaders, so they know more.
It is the future of the world as we know it. And that was from the Washington Post, September 2000. And here's one. As the world continues to change and we become more connected to each other, globalization will bring both benefits and disruptions to our lives. But either way, it's here and it's not going away. Barack Obama.
Yep.
We've heard of him, right? Mikhail Gorbachev is in here. That's the Russian guy with the big scar on his head. And he says, "I support freedom." That's funny.
Yeah.
Russian. "Yeah, I support freedom." Yeah, for him. "I support the free market, but it should be a socially oriented market economy." In other words, you can't have too much. You got to share with these guys.
That's what it's
going to
be. That's where you said the World Economic Forum is really working on a great reset of finances.
The internet is becoming the town square for the global village of tomorrow. Bill Gates, the guy who thinks we should only have 500 million people in the world.
And they're working that direction.
They're working to get there, David Rockefeller is in here. Brzezinski is in here. Alan Greenspan.
Well, the list is endless almost.
Let me read this last
leaders.
One, Doc. This is someone we all know. Globalization has altered the dynamics in the White House, as well as between the White House and the Treasury, George W. Bush.
Yep.
And I wrote here, it's all about a kingdom.
Sure is.
So here we are, Doc. So the New World Order will already be prepared and ready to go for his arrival when the Antichrist takes over. The financial system will be in place. The Mark of the Beast don't happen yet when he comes on the scene. That's like in the middle. But it'll be ready.
But it's, as you've touched on already, technology. I've got another DVD of that's technology in the Antichrist kingdom. And you're watching how not only the political movement of the world, you're watching the financial movement of the world, but you're watching the technology of the world with artificial intelligence moving to bring all of this together at any given time. And we're living there ready for it to go.
All right. Now, she has the misunderstanding of the Antichrist kingdom. Is that the one you wanted up?
No, it's the one that's green-backed.
Okay.
Artificial,
but that's a good one too.
Yep.
These are both
have to do with the subject we're talking about. Yes.
Okay, and those are on the website in your bookstore. So let's look at these 17 goals real quick, Doc, and because we're going to run out of time here shortly. I have the 17 goals that they voted on in 2015. This is what the big push is for. Goal one is this: end poverty in all its forms everywhere. End poverty.
And that sounds good.
I guess they're just going to snap their fingers. All right. No, poverty is now illegal. No more poverty.
Yeah. Nothing has to do with your responsibility. We just see how we're going to
take care of poverty. I'd like to know. I got some ideas how they're going to do that, and they're not good.
Yeah. No, they're not good.
They're going to end, not only that, no more hunger. They're going to end hunger, achieve food security, and improve. I think it's bugs. We're going to eat bugs.
Well, it's going to be bugs and plastics. Whatever, out of a duplicator machine.
And, wait a minute, improved nutrition. Now, by whose standards now?
Well, it's always by somebody else's
because
standards.
Because they're talking about what's the corn, what's that stuff the corn's made of now? That's the fuel, the stuff, GMOs and all that.
Well, all of us, very little in our world, unless you have some heirloom seed, it's GMO.
Yeah. Ensure healthy lives, promote well-being for all the ages. I mean, think about this. The nerve of even making these statements as if they've got the power to snap wave a wand and this happens.
But you can see how the leader of all of this, when he steps on the stage, can think,
this sounds so good.
Thinks he's God.
Yeah. Achieve gender equality. I'm not sure all that that means. Gender. There's a lot of genders now.
I wonder if they took that into consideration when they brought this up.
In 2015, we didn't have all these genders, so they might have to add something here.
Yeah.
Ensure availability and sustainable management of water and sanitation for all. Ensure access to affordable, reliable, and modern energy. I think we're all going to have a windmill outside or up on our roof. But I don't think we're going to have a roof. I think we're going to be in compounds.
We may have the same energy my grandpa did, a candlelight at night.
I'm just skimming some of this. Build resilient infrastructure, promote inclusive and sustainable industrialization, reduce inequality. How does a guy in the UN snap his fingers and reduce inequality?
Nobody
Aren't they
will.
The ones that hate Israel and they vote against Israel every time something comes up? What are they talking about?
But you got people like South Africa that bring them before the World Court for human. Ridiculous!
Listen to this one. Take urgent action to combat climate change and its impacts.
That's a part of their. That's a part of their religion. That's how it ties together.
Conserve the use of ocean, seas, and marine resources. They'll have to get us out of the water. We won't be able to have boats. Won't be able to do any of that. Protect, restore, promote ecosystems and forest. Now, here's my questions, Doc, and this is the crux of it all. Who enforces this?
They do.
Who?
Because you're going to lose your national sovereignty.
Who determines what's moral and what's not moral? Who determines what's just and what's not just? Mm-hmm. Who determines how much money you're allowed to have compared to your neighbor and what he has? And by the way, how do they know what you have compared to what he has?
Socialism.
Yeah. This is the Antichrist kingdom
here.
How do they enforce it? When does this take place? How do you feed the world and claim that you're going to get rid of poverty? I think you got to get rid of half the world.
Well, this is part of their agenda that we've seen in the last 3 years, trying to get rid of a lot of the population, especially the older stuff. And you've got an educated or an uneducated people out here now that believe in evolution, so it's not difficult to sell them on global warming or climate change, they call it.
So let me close with this, Doc. And we barely scratched the surface. We'll come back next week and continue with this. But they'll have to redistribute everybody's wealth.
Yeah.
They'll have to force people into the cities. And I could do a whole program just on
that. That's what they're doing right now.
And because they can control the cities.
That's the whole purpose.
By the way, all the cities are the ones that are causing the wrong people to win the elections. The cities.
Yeah, absolutely.
The cities have all gone bad. Smart meters and control and all this, GMOs and Common Core teaching in the schools. That's what this is all about. They're going to bring in this global system.
All of it's designed by the elites under the guidance of Satan.
To do it, we have to lose our freedoms.
Yep.
And what a scam this is. Doc, why don't you close
you're not changing
in the last 15 seconds?
No. Well, you're not going to change the direction. And so the important thing is, do you know for certain you're saved?
Yeah.
Because the only way to exit this program is to be born again and ready for the rapture.
Yeah.
Receive Christ as your Savior.
There's so much more coming. Don't miss next week. Until then, keep your eyes on them skies.